Tuesday's primary results. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Republican voters in Alabama choosing Katie Britt as their candidate for the Senate this fall. She beats Congressman Mo Brooks for the nomination. Former President Trump had endorsed Brooks, then took it back and threw his support behind Britt. Mr. Trump's endorsed candidate lost a key congressional primary in Georgia.
Vernon Jones was a Democrat 2 years ago. He was blown away by Mike Collins, who runs a trucking business. Jones was endorsed by Donald Trump. Collins was endorsed by the governor, Brian Kemp, and Collins picked up this victory quite handily.
That's Fox's Bill Hemmer, a former Georgia elections worker, telling the House January 6th committee yesterday she and her family received death threats after being accused of pulling fraudulent ballots from a suitcase election night 2020, a claim elections officials have dismissed. A procedural vote on gun legislation has passed the U.S. Senate with more than enough votes to begin debate before the end of the week. The bill would toughen some background checks and hike spending for school safety and mental health programs. Texas state lawmakers have been told the police response to last month's school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, was an abject failure.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
Stephen McGraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety. But Dan McLaughlin, the mayor of Uvalde, told a city council meeting last night that Director McGraw is misstating information to distance his own state troopers from the response that he himself had called an abject failure. Wall Street responding to the shortened work week, the holiday shortened work week, by closing higher yesterday, the Dow gaining 641 points, NASDAQ up 271, but early morning Dow futures are down nearly 500 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Gas prices continue to decline ever so slightly. AAA says the national average price for a gallon of gas is down just under a cent and a half from yesterday. It's now $4.95.5 a gallon. President Biden could announce as early as today a pause in the federal gas tax. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott predicts it won't help much.
All we're doing is playing a game of moving things around, but not actually impacting the marketplace long term.
Senator Scott on Fox's special report with Brett Baer. A Minneapolis suburb will pay $3.25 million to the family of a man killed by a police officer.
Dante Wright was an unarmed black man who was killed by a police officer during a traffic stop last year. The now former officer, Kim Potter, said she meant to shoot him with her stun gun, but pulled her service gun by mistake. The settlement won't be finalized until an agreement is reached over officer intervention, bias, confusion, and handling of people suffering mental health emergencies training. Potter was convicted earlier of manslaughter and sentenced to 2 years in prison. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Controlled burns that got out of control, being blamed for those big New Mexico wildfires.
A U.S. Forest Service report details how the planned burn to mitigate the threat of wildfires likely led to the state's largest in its history. The 80-page document details how officials were not accurate about how dry the terrain was. It implies officials also miscalculated the amount of vegetation that could fuel an uncontrolled burn and the water supplies that were threatened. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says she's frustrated planning documents were okayed without adjusting for changing conditions. The report suggests improvements, but is not specific about who will be held accountable. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.